感谢主带领我们来到今年的最后一天。
We thank the Lord. He has brought us through to the last day of this year.
我想主保守了所有弟兄姊妹的平安。
I believe the Lord has kept all our safety, all brothers and sisters.
并且让我们能有这样一个机会一同聚在他的跟前。
And he has afforded us this opportunity that we may gather once again in his presence.
这实在是神极大的恩典。
Indeed, this is wonderful grace of the Lord.
我想我们今天在地上啊，最大的盼望是等候主回来。
I think our greatest desire, our hope as we live in this world is to await for his return.
所以希望呢，我们所交通的话对我们都产生一个激励。
May it be all the words that we fellowship and may be an encouragement to all of us.
叫我们不仅爱慕他的显现。
So that we not only long, desire for his appearing.
也知道如何遵行他的旨意。
But that we may all know how we ought to obey his command.
所以这一次呢，弟兄姊妹都知道我的负担呢，就是从斯蒂凡的这篇信息和弟兄姊妹来看在神恢复工作中的十件重要事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know the burden which God has laid upon my heart this time is from the message of Stephen and how we can able to see the four main truths of the recovery work of God.
Stephen 用回顾历史的方式
And Stephen, in recounting their history,
有四个重要的人物
He uses these four important individuals
讲到神恢复工作中四个重要的原则或者四件重要的事情。
To reveal to us four important truths or the principles in the recovery work of God.
我们昨天已经讲过，他借着亚伯拉罕啊，让我们看见神恢复信心。
Yesterday we have shared that through the person of Abraham, God reveals to us this recovery of the principle of faith.
那么神也借着约瑟恢复神的同在。
And through the person of Joseph, God reveals to us his presence.
借着摩西恢复神的工作。
Through Moses, we can see the recovery work of God.
那么借着大卫恢复殿，恢复神的家。
And through David, we can see the recovery of God is his house, his temple.
我们知道犹太人他们失去了神的恩典。
Now we know for the Jewish people, they have lost the grace of God.
在历史上，神启示他们的，神所托付给他们的，在他们身上失落。
And through what God has entrusted to them, throughout the history, they have lost.
所以当斯蒂凡的眼睛得开
，And when Stephen's eyes were opened,
得到启示
，And received this revelation,
认识了神的心意
，To come and know of the heart of God.
所以他对于犹太人那样的失去神的心意，内心是很激愤的。
Now, therefore, he was very anxious and excited when he saw how the Jewish nation have lost that will of God.
所以他用了很严厉的话指责当时的百姓。
So he used very strong, severe words to admonish the people at that time.
也因为这些话激怒了这些犹太人，所以他们用石头把他打死。
And because of such strong words, they infuriated the Jewish people and they stoned him to death.
所以我们的弟兄讲完这篇道，因为这篇道他寻道。
And after this word, the sermon, he was martyred.
那么这篇道呢，让使徒保罗听见。
Now these words were heard by the Apostle Paul.
在他心灵的深处产生非常重大的影响。
And deep within his heart and his spirit, it was very impactful.
以至于多年之后，他都不能忘记。
Even so, many, many years later, he could not forget.
那么他把这篇的信息告诉医生路加。
Therefore, he told of this message to the physician Luke.
所以路加就把它写下来。
And Luke wrote these words down.
我个人深深的感觉到。
And I can truly feel.
这一篇的信息。
This message.
对今天地上的教会。
For us, the church.In this world today,
也是非常重要的一个提醒。
It is also a very important reminder.
如果你明白了其中的意义，
if we're able to understand all the meaning throughout,
你就知道这篇信息它里面所有的那个意义和那个负担是多么的沉重。
Then we're able to receive that heaviness, that weightiness of that burden in this message.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and so brothers and sisters,
我们已经来到末后的时代。
We are in the last days.
我们知道还有不多的日子我们在地上可以跟随主。
We know that we do not have many days where we can follow the Lord in this world.
但愿我们从这些信息中得着主自己的帮助。
And may it be through these words we receive help from our Lord.
让我们起来跟随主。
So that we may all rise to follow after
him. 在不多的时间里面。
Very short days.
遵行主的旨意。
That we're able to follow and do his will.
弟兄姊妹，我想这样当天国降临的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when the kingdom of heaven comes.
我们可以没有亏欠的，可以欢然的来见主。
We can welcome him with joy without any shortcoming.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要讲到神在约翰身上所有的恢复，约瑟身上所有的恢复。
Now this morning we would like to see the recovery work of God upon the person of Joseph.
就是恢复神的同在。
And that is to restore, recover the presence of God.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Like brothers and sisters that we'll read the word of God together.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us look at the book of Acts chapter 7.
我们要从第九节读起。
We'll begin with verse 9.
使徒行传第七章从第九节读到十八节。
I'll read from Acts chapter 7, verses 9 to 18.
先祖嫉妒约瑟，把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在，救他脱离一切苦难，又使他在埃及王法老面前得恩典，有智慧。法老就派他做埃及国的宰相，监管全家。后来埃及和迦南全地遭遇饥荒，大受艰难，我们的祖宗就绝了粮。雅各听见在埃及有粮，就打发我们的祖宗初次往那里去。第二次约瑟与弟兄们相认，他的亲族也被法老知道了。约瑟就打发弟兄们，打发弟兄请父亲雅各和全家七十五个人都来。于是雅各下了埃及，后来他和我们的祖宗都死在那里，又被带到示剑，葬于亚伯拉罕在示剑用银子从哈摩子孙买来的坟墓里。及至神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到，以色列民在埃及兴盛众多，直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起。
We have read from Acts chapter 7, verses 9 to 18.
好，那我们再看一处约翰福音。
Let us also turn to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音
Gospel according to John
十四章
Chapter 14
我们读十六节和十七节
We'll read verses 16 and 17
我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的因为不见他也不认识他你们却认识他，因他藏在你们里面，也要，他因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
第二十节
Verse 20
到那日你们就知道我在父里面你们在我里面我也在你们里面
And that day you shall know that I am in my Father and ye in me and I in you
我们知道在神的心意里面
We know that in the heart of God
这同在是件非常重要的事情
This matter of this issue of presence is extremely important
我们从圣经的启示很清楚地明白。
We know from Revelation in the scriptures.
在创世以前，神就定了心意。
That even before the foundation of the world, this is God's will.
他不仅要创造人，
not only did he delight to create man,
他也叫要人借着他的儿子得生命。
But it is through his son God desires for man to have life.
所以到了新约才有这样的话说呢，信子的人得永生。
And therefore we have these words in the new covenant that those who believe in the son have life.
神恢复信心。
And God has restored, recovered faith.
是为了叫我们能从神的儿子得生命。
In order that we may receive life from the son.
所以这是神旨意中间非常重要的一件事情。
And this is very important in the will of God.
我们从创世纪里面很清楚看见。
In Genesis, we see very clearly.
亚当夏娃因为他们做了错误的决定。
Because of the wrong decision made by Adam and Eve.
本来神的心是希望他们能吃生命树的果子。
That God's desire was for Adam and Eve to partake of the fruit of the tree of life.
但是他们失去了生命。
But they lost the life.
不仅失去了生命。
Not only did they lose out on life.
神也把他们从伊甸园里面赶出去。
They were even cast out of the garden by God.
结果神的同在也没有了。
No longer did they enjoy the presence of God.
我想这是人类堕落的一个故事。
I believe this is the story of the fall of man.
我们晓得。
We know.
这件事情对亚当夏娃来讲是在神荣耀的目的上面一个重大的失落。
And this is a great fall from Adam and Eve concerning the will of God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然亚当夏娃失败了。
And even though Adam and Eve failed.
但是神在旧约的时代中，神仍旧在暗中做恢复的工作。
Yet throughout the ages, hiddenly, that God have continued to do this recovery work.
神仍旧要把这个同在把它恢复起来。
And God desires to restore his presence with man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we must know.
那么我们今天已经有了主的生命。
Today, we all have the life of the Lord.
我们知道神的同在是我们有生命的一个确据。
We know God's presence is a confirmation that we have life.
你怎么知道你有生命呢？
How do we know that we have life?
要有感觉神的同在。
Because we feel his presence.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
所以呢，神要把这个真理把它恢复起来。
Therefore, God must recover this truth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道，虽然在约瑟以前，
we know that before Joseph,
神也与亚伯拉罕同在。
God was with Abraham.
神也与以撒同在。
He was with Isaac.
神也与雅各同在。
He was also with Jacob.
但是这个同在的完全的意义，就是借着约瑟把它启示出来。
But the complete meaning of the presence of God with us was manifested through
the person of Joseph. 所以我们读约瑟一生的故事。
So when we see the entire story of Joseph's
life, 约瑟一生故事最大的一个意义就说明神的同在。
The greatest meaning of Joseph's life depicts for us the presence of God.
我昨天已经讲过。
Yesterday I've shared.
在旧约中神使用了这些的人物。
In the Old Testament, God used all these individuals.
这些先祖们都是犹太人心目中间的
These patriarchs are great men in the hearts of the Jewish people.
是他们所敬重的。
They respect them highly.
是他们以为荣耀的。
And they hold them to high esteem and glory.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在神的旨意中间，
We know that in the will of God,
神没有意思制造什么大人物。
God has no intention to have any great men.
因为神只高举他的儿子。
Because God only exalts his son.
神只要他的儿子的荣耀。
God only desires for the glory of his son.
所以弟兄姊妹记得在变化山上的故事。
So brothers and sisters, we know the story of the Mount Transfiguration.
当主改变形象的时候。
And when the Lord was transfigured.
摩西跟以利亚出现。
Both Moses and Elijah was there.
那么彼得在那里就糊涂了。
And Peter was very confused there.
那彼得呢，充分地代表着犹太人的心里。
And Peter was a full representation of the heart of the Jewish people.
他说：“主啊，我们在这里搭三座棚。
”Lord, let us make three tabernacles here.
那么， 我们的父神一看不对了。
And our God the Father saw this is wrong.
就立刻用云彩把整个山头遮住了。
And immediately, the entire cloud covered the mount.
结果后来他们举目一看，只见耶稣。
And when they lifted their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神没有意思在地上制造什么大人物。
So brothers and sisters, in the heart of God, He has no desire to know of any greatness of men.
但是他们的重要。
But their importance.
在于他们把神心中所要的东西。
Lies in the fact that they have restored what was the desire in the heart of God. It is the same throughout church history. Through many individuals, God recovers His truth.
老实讲，我们这些人算不得什么。
In fact, we as men are nothing.
重要的是把那个真理，把神所要的把它恢复。
What is important is that the recovery work of the truth of God is made known.
当然，我们为着过去前面很多的弟兄姊妹们，他们能把真理的启示亮光给我们，我们感谢神。
Of course, we thank God for the many brethren before us who have.Revealed to us the many truths of God that have been recovered.
我们从心中也尊敬他们。
And we respect them deep from our heart.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你不能像犹太人那样。
We cannot be as the Jews.
把他们呢当做主体的东西。
That we exalt them to be the very theme of the matter.
不，弟兄姊妹，神
在地上 No, brothers and sisters,
从来不高举任何人。
We cannot do that. We will never exalt any man.
神绝对不容许。任何人的荣耀超过他的儿子。
And God does not allow for any glory that will surpass that of His Son.
所以在我们的心目中间也应该是这样。
Therefore, that ought to be the case in the heart.
耶稣基督是无可比的。
The Lord Jesus is incomparable.
我们不以人做夸口。
And we boast in no man.
也不以人事物做夸口。
And we will not boast in any other.
只夸基督。
And we only boast of Christ.
你看见头一个世纪使徒们得的启示。
And we see, even in the first century, when the apostles received revelation,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
仰望主的恩典,
we look to the Lord's grace.
所以我常常有时候对一些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹说,
So quite often I say to the younger brothers and sisters,
你在圣经中啊,
in the Bible,
你看见这个伟大这个字啊,
and you see this word great,
只用在神的身上。
It is only used upon the Lord Himself, God Himself.
你绝对不会在圣经中读到伟大的摩西。
Now we will not read any of Moses, how great Moses was.
你有没有读到伟大的亚伯拉罕？
Now do we read how great Abraham is?
有没有甚至有没有讲到伟大的大卫啊？
Now do we see read how the greatness of David?
你看，连近前的犹太人都知道。
Even very devout Jews know.
他们从来不把这个字摆在任何的人事物当中。
They will not place this word associated with any individual.
因为主的伟大是不可比的。
Because the greatness of the Lord is incomparable.
天地都容不下他。
That His greatness cannot be contained in all heaven and earth. What is man?
我们只不过是被神用了一点。
We have only been somewhat used by God.
那一点实在算不得什么。
That very little bit as a vessel, we are nothing.
虽然很重要。
Although it might be very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们看见斯提凡的眼睛得开。
We see how the eyes of Stephen were opened.
他就看见他那么先。所以他们重要是因为神借着他们把重要的真理启示出来。
He saw the importance of the patriarchs is because they were used to make known the recovery work of God.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们要非常的小心。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, today we ought to be very careful.
仰望主的怜悯。
And look to the Lord's mercy.
我们心目中间除了主之外。
That in our heart, besides our Lord,
不可以高举任何的人。
We cannot exalt any other.
这是我们今天在主面前需要有的一个学习。
And this is a lesson that we must learn today.
所以呢，约瑟，斯提凡看见了他的重要，是因为神用他恢复了一个重要的真理。
Therefore, Stephen was revealed that the importance of Joseph lies in the fact he recovered an important truth of God.
就是把神原来在人身上的那个心意。那个同在把它恢复起来。
That is the original will, purpose of God. His presence with man was made known.
我们知道神的心是何等渴望跟人在一起的。
And we know how the heart of God longs to be with man.
所以呢，在旧约时代中
，Therefore, in the Old Testament,
神拣选以色列的百姓
，When He chose the people of Israel,
你看神是多么的爱他们
，How He loved them,
神是多么的愿意在他们的中间
，How God desired to be in their midst.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
我们知道以色列人让谁失望。
We see how the Israelites disappointed God.
那么神甚至在地上建造了会幕。
And even to a point that God established the tabernacle on earth.
神要住在他们中间。
And God desired to dwell in their midst.
我们知道每一次当以色列百姓来到会幕那里的时候。
We know that each time when the people approach the tabernacle.
我们知道从至圣所里面到会幕的门口大概可能就140几匹马这样。
We know from the most holy place to the entrance of the tent of meeting is about 140 yards or so.
以色列百姓在外面看不见神。
And the Israelites are outside the tabernacle, they cannot see God.
而神在会幕里面看见他们。
But within the tabernacle, God saw them.
你知道神的心多渴望啊！去跟他的百姓们在一起。
We see what a deep longing that God has for his people to dwell in their midst.
但是因为有罪的阻隔，
But because of the barrier of sin,
神没有办法跟他们实质的同在。
And God is not able to actually be with them.
哎呀，每次你读圣经读到那里，心里面真是受感动啊。
And each time when we read of those words in the scripture, how moved we are.
如果你懂得神的心啊，
If we truly know the heart of God,
是爱的不得了，爱他的百姓。
And he loved them so dearly, so much.
多渴望跟他的百姓在一起。
And what a deep longing he had to be with his people.
所以难怪当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
So when our Lord was on the cross,
当他的身体裂开，
And when his body was broken,
殿里的幔子就从上到下裂为两半。
That the veil in the tabernacle was torn in sunder in half from top to bottom.
所以有弟兄们解释说呢，这个是神把它撕裂的。
And so brothers explained to us, God himself rented that veil.
终于神可以跟人
At last, God is able to come into the midst of man.
神的百姓可以进到神的跟前。
And the people of God were able now to enter into God.
所以，两千年前在加略山上，耶稣基督钉十字架那个时刻，是一个重大的时刻。
Therefore, at that moment, 2,000 years ago on Mount Calvary, it was an important point when our Lord Himself was crucified.
终于恢复了神与人之间的。这个关系。
At last, that recovery, that restoration between the relationship of God and man was restored.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天你我已经蒙恩有主的生命。
Today, you and I have been saved by grace. I have the life of the Lord.
你要注意主同在的问题。
Then we have to take note of this issue of the presence of God.
太重要了。
It is too important.
我们知道犹太人。
We know for the Jews.
重大的失落。
They have failed miserably.
那么在这个初期教会的时候，
Now in the early church history,
犹太人在圣殿里面人就在那里献祭，人就在那里做各样的仪式。
People still have many formalities and traditions and worship and serve in the temple.
我们都知道那个圣殿的至圣所里面根本没有约柜。
We know that even in the most holy place, there is no Ark of the Covenant.
这一件事情说明他们失去神的同在。
In other words, that signifies they have lost the presence of God.
但他们外面的人就在那里可以做这些献祭啊，做这些事情。
Yet outwardly, they can still have many rituals and offer and many sacrifices.
并且他们非常注重形式，注重规矩，注重传统，注重那些礼仪。
And they put so much focus on the rituals, the traditions, and the rites, and all their service and sacrifice.
谁要破坏他们的这些形式传统？
And whoever would destroy their tradition and their rituals,
他们就要跟谁做对做敌人。
They will be enemies at odds with those people.
犹太人落在一个非常可怜的光景。
And this was a very sad, pitiful condition of the Jewish people.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
以色列人永远是教会的一个兆头。
The Israelites is always a sign and admonition for the church.
主借着他们的失败提醒我们。
And the Lord, through their failure, reminds us.
但是你看两千年的教会历史，
But yet,
人有受警戒吗？
Throughout the 2,000 years of church history, are we warned?
今天我们看见在地上人的光景。
Today, we see the condition of man on earth.
根本不注重神的同在。
We do not emphasize on the presence of God at
all. 没有主的同在，照样服事。
Without the presence of God, we still serve.
没有主的同在照样聚会。
Without the presence of God, we still meet.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能犯犹太人所犯的错误。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot err in the way of the Jewish people.
我们在这里的聚集
，as we gather here，
最大的意义就是神的同在。
The greatest meaning is the presence of God.
若是神不在我们中间
，if God is not in our midst，
你做的再好的事都没有意义。
No matter what good thing we do, it is meaningless.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个同在是多么重要的一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God's presence is of utmost importance.
所以我们需要主。今天在这件事情上向我们施怜悯。
We must ask the Lord to have mercy upon us concerning this.
所以在古时，神就借着约瑟，把神同在的意义把它启示出来。
Therefore, in times past, it is through the person of Joseph God makes known His presence with us.
当然，我们知道在旧约时代，因为主的救恩还没完成。
Now, of course, we know in the Old Testament time because His salvation is yet to be manifested.
所以神的同在是外面的同在。
Therefore, the presence of God is a presence without.
所以神与约瑟同在是外面的。
Therefore, the presence of God with Joseph was outward.
虽然是外面的同在。
Though it was an outward presence.
他却把神同在的意义把它完全的启示出来。
Yet the meaning of the presence of God was completely made known.
我们知道到了新约的时代
We know now in the new covenant
神的同在是里面的
God, presence of God dwells within
其实呢在外面他也与我们同在
In fact, He's also with us from without
弟兄姊妹我们蒙受的是更大的恩典
Brothers and sisters, this is the greater blessing which we have
所以感谢主
And we thank the Lord
那么神就借着约瑟呢首先呢把同在的意义给我们
Therefore, first of all, God makes known to us the presence of God through the person of Joseph.
其实主与我们同在。
In fact, that the Lord is with us.
这实在是我们蒙的极大极大的福分。
It is a great, great blessing which has been bestowed upon us.
因为今天他在生命中与我们同在。
Because today, His presence is made known with us in life.
这个说明首先说明什么呢
What does this share with us?
他的丰富成了我们的丰富
First, his fullness becomes our fullness
所以我们弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱一首诗歌叫我竟成富豪
And so brothers and sisters We like to sing this song that we have become We have been rich, made rich
我看我们很多时候只是嘴巴讲的我竟成富豪唱得很大声感觉生活还是很贫穷的。
We perhaps will sing loudly the hymn that we have been made rich, but perhaps we feel very poor and needy within.
不，你很富有。
No, brothers and sisters, we are rich, mighty.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果要经历了神的同在
，Brothers and sisters, if we have experienced the presence of God,
你就在你的身上显明神的丰富。
And we are able to manifest the riches, the fullness of God.
你知道那是何等样的一个丰富。
And we know how rich, abundant that fullness is.
所以他的丰富成了我们的丰富。
So His fullness, His riches becomes ours.
他的能力成了我们的能力。
And His power becomes ours.
他的目的也成了我们的目的。
And his will, his goal becomes ours as well.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们能有神的同在这实在是极大的一个福气。
Today that we have the presence of God is a great blessing.
所以当我们回到旧约看约瑟一生的故事
So when we see the entire story of Joseph's life,
约瑟用他短暂的生命把神的同在的意义写得非常非常的丰富。
In the brevity of Joseph's life, he was able to make manifest fully the truth of the presence of God.
我们知道他本来是在雅各面前最蒙爱的一个孩子。
We know he was the most beloved son of Jacob.
这个雅各很偏心的。
And Jacob was very partial toward Joseph.
爱这个约瑟爱得很特别。
That he had a special love for Joseph.
结果遭受他兄弟们的嫉妒。
And because of that, it brought upon all the jealousy of his brethren.
那把他卖掉。
And they sold him.
结果约瑟就开始离开他的父亲。
And Joseph then began to depart from his father.
弟兄姊妹们，从前他在他父亲的保护。
Brothers and sisters, previously he was under the protection of his father.
他也觉得是蛮好的。
And he felt quite well.
但是后来神说啊。
But God said,
光是你父亲保护不行，出来，我来保护。
It is not enough for you to enjoy the protection of your father. You come out and I will protect you.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神有他的。 他的心意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we all know God has His desire.
但是我们后面看见神的同在的保护比他父亲的保护更好。
As we read on, we see how wonderful, how better it is to be under the protection of God with God's presence with Him.
但从表面上看见约瑟受苦了。
On the surface, we see that Joseph was in affliction.
那个在诗篇里面。
Now in the Psalms,
诗篇的作者说呢。
The psalmist says,
约瑟所受的苦。
The afflictions of Joseph.
是神用铁把他拘禁。
That God had bound him with iron shackles.
弟兄姊妹们，所以呢，约瑟的这个经历是不容易的。
So brothers and sisters, the experience of Joseph is not easy.
但说明一件事情。
But it shares with us.
不管我们今天经历的多么不容易。
No matter how difficult our afflictions are.
有神的同在就不怕。
When there's the presence of God, we fear not.
约瑟就说明这件事情。
And Joseph made known this matter.
有神的同在就不怕。
As long as we have the presence of God, it is enough.
你看他差一点被他的兄弟们杀掉了。
He was almost killed by his brethren.
结果后来卖给了以实玛利人。
And he was sold then to the Ishmaelites.
那么又把他带到埃及去。
And they brought him to Egypt.
那么弟兄姊妹们
now, brothers and sisters,
我们看见在波提法的家里
now, we know that when he was in Potiphar's house
也经历一些的试探引诱
he was also under temptation there
但是感谢神
but we thank God
圣经说神与他同在
but the scriptures tell us God was with him
这个同在很明显、啊、
now this presence was very evident
连波提法他们都能看得见说这个人身上有神的同在
it was so evident even Potiphar saw that God's presence is with him
所以弟兄姊妹们
though brothers and sisters
我们今天拥有了主的生命
today we all have the life of the Lord
我们是用神的同在来显明我们这些人是属于神的
and it is the presence of God with us that is made known that we belong to him
生命是看不见
now people cannot seeLife itself.
但是神的同在人就可以感觉得到。
But the presence of God, others can sense and feel.
那在约瑟身上就是这样。
And it is so with Joseph.
所以呢，神与约瑟同在。
God was with Joseph.
所以就帮助他应付所有一切的难处。
And was able to help Joseph with all the difficulties before him.
今天我们有很多神的儿女们呢。
Now today we have so many of the children of God.
他们感觉是这个魔鬼很厉害。
And they feel, oh, the devil is so powerful.
的确，就我们人来讲，跟魔鬼也不能比。
Yes, in it of ourselves, we are nothing compared to the devil.
但是如果神站在旁边的话。
But if God be beside us.
魔鬼敢来靠近你吗？
Now would the devil dare draw near us?
所以我们有。保守自己在神的同在中非常的重要。
So it is so important for us to abide in the presence of the Lord.
你们听说一个小的儿童故事。
We all know of this little children's story.
那么讲到有一天魔鬼到一个人家里面敲门。
One day the devil comes knocking.
一个小女孩就开门一看，我有魔鬼。
And the little girl sees, oh, it's the devil.
她说你等一等。
Oh, you wait.
就把主耶稣请出来。
And so she went in to ask the Lord to come and open the door.
那魔鬼一看主耶稣啊。
And when the devil sees the Lord Jesus.
哦，对不起，跑错门了。
Oh, I'm sorry, I knocked on the wrong door.
这是一个小小的故事。
This is just a very little child story.
这是我们基督徒该有的经历。
But this ought to be the experience of Christians.
你看今天我们有很多难处来到的时候。
We see so many difficulties around us.
我们忘记了神的同在了，对不对？
Did we forget about the presence of God?
我们用自己的方法来对付。
And we use our own methods.
今天在基督教里面多少的方法。
And today in Christianity, there are so many ways.
应付这个难处，应付那个难处，应付那个难处。
This way for this difficulty, this way for that difficulty.
唯有一件事情不知道用神的同在来应付。
Yet we forget to use the presence of God to handle all the
difficulties. 所以约瑟不需要自己做什么。
So Joseph need not to do anything on his own.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
解决所有一切的。
And took care of all the afflictions and difficulties.
这个才是真正的帮助。
And that is true help.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不仅神能够帮助我们应付所有一切的难处。
Not only is God able to help us of all the difficulties.
让我们生活在他的同在中一无挂虑。
So that as we abide with him in our daily living, we have no anxiety, no cares.
如果我们懂得这个真理。
If we truly know this truth.
实际活在这个真理的光景。
And that we practically live in the condition of this truth.
多么的有福啊。
How blessed we would be.
不要失去这个福。
Do not lose out on this blessing.
这是每一个弟兄姊妹都可以。
This is a blessing for each child of God.
因为在新约时代中,
now in the New Testament,
神是和每一个人发生关系的。
God has intimate relationship with each and every one of us.
他不是跟一个团体发生关系。
Not only a relationship with a group of people,
所以我们的得救都是个人的,
so
对不对?
Our salvation is individual.
就是神要跟你每一个人发生关系。
In other words, God desires to have a relationship with each one of us.
所以这个发生在约瑟身上也应该发生在你身上。
This was happening to Joseph, ought to happen to us.
发生在保罗身上也应该发生在你身上。
It occurred upon Paul, also upon us.
发生在约翰身上也应该 发生在你身上。
Upon the person of John, also upon us.
发生在我们很多爱主的弟兄姊妹身上也应该发生在你身上。
It should be so with all the brothers and sisters, each one of us.
这是我们每一个弟兄姊妹可以得到的福分。
It is a blessing each and every one of us should get.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
感谢神
we thank God,
因他的同在的缘故
for the sake of his presence with us,
仇敌在我们身上不能做任何的事
the enemy has no means upon us.
所以从古到今
so from the past till now,
我们看有很多人有这样的一个这样的经历
now we see that many have such experiences.
旧约的圣徒们在那里宣告那与我们同在的比他们同在更多。
The saints before us proclaim that greater is he who is in us than he who is in this world.
丝毫不需要害怕。
And so we fear not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以这是同在生活中间第一个给我们看见的一个大的一个功效啊。
This is an effectual work, fruit.That we can see of the presence of God in our life.
那神的同在不仅能帮助我们应付所有一切的难处。
Now the presence of God is not merely to help us handle any difficulty before us.
第二件重要的事情。
The second important matter of His presence with us.
神的同在改变我们。
That the presence of God transforms us.
弟兄姊妹们，到了新约，我们更清楚了，圣灵就住在我们。
And brothers and sisters, we see this more evidently in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit abides in us.
他住在我们里面做什么呢
？What does He do abiding in us?
改变我们。
It is to transform us.
所以我们从约瑟身上也可以看见。
And we see likewise upon Joseph.
因为神的同在。
Because of the presence of God.
约瑟改变。
Joseph was transformed.
约瑟跟我们一样。
Joseph is like us with flesh and blood. But because of the presence of God with him, he was greatly transformed. And his soul was purified, purged. Now do not think, even he was born naturally with such humility and meekness.
你读他早期的故事。
Now, when we read the early experiences in his life,
在他家里面的时候啊
when he was at home,
因为爸爸特别宠爱他。
Now, because he was his father's favorite.
所以呢，他就常常跑到爸爸面前告状，告他的兄弟们的坏，讲他兄弟们的坏处的。
So he oftentimes went before his father and spoke illy of his brother.
所以约瑟也是有他的私心的，对不对
？So Joseph also have his selfish intentions.
他不是我们所想象的那么好，不然他怎么会引起他哥哥们这么的记恨他呢
？Well, let us not think he is the perfect one. Otherwise, that's why he was so envied by his brothers.
他小时候就喜欢告状。
Even when he was young, he liked to tell on his brothers.
然后他爸爸给他做了一件彩衣啊。
Now his father made him a vest of many colors.
他就到处去显扬了。
And he wore it proudly to show off to others.
穿给他的哥哥们看。
And to show off before his older brothers.
哎呀，你知道这个小孩子的心理，对不对
？Now we know all the hearts of the little child.
你知道后来他哥哥们呢，在那里把他卖掉之后呢，把他这彩衣整个撕裂。
We know that even after his brother sold him off, they took his jacket and tore it apart.
都引起他哥哥们的这个记恨呢。
Because they were so jealous, so envy of that.
哎，还有一件事情。
And another matter.
他又很会做梦。
He have made many dreams.
做了梦了，你自己放在心里就好，他还到处讲。
No, he had so many dreams. He can keep it to himself, but he bragged about them.
哎呀，把那个梦啊告诉他的哥哥们。
Yeah, he told his dreams to his older brothers.
哎，他哥哥们也听懂了。
They understood the dreams.
将来我们大家都要向你下拜。
You saying that we have to all bow to you?
然后又做个梦。
And he had another dream.
太阳月亮也都向他下拜。
Even the sun and the moon will bow themselves to him. He told him to his father, and it also made his father
happy.
Would it be that your father and mother, we have to bow to you as well? So we can see. In Joseph's nature, we have the fallen character. But we thank God. The presence of God transformed him. So later, when we see that he was the prime minister, and when he meets with his brethren again, throughout the scripture, that scene is most moving, most touching. And when his older brothers knew he was the governor, they lived in fear and trembling.
他们想说呢，他这回一定要报复我们。
Oh, they thought surely now he'll take his revenge on us.
你看我们把他卖掉，对不对啊？
See, we sold him.
那么样的对待他。
And we have mistreated him this way.
这个仇恨太厉害了。
Oh, he has great hatred.
约瑟一定要报仇的。
And he will take revenge on us.
哥哥们整天都是恐惧在心。
And his older brothers only lived in fear and trembling.
呀，常常到他面前来，认错啊，求他赦免。
And they often came to prostrate and show him respect to ask for forgiveness.
圣经中一些最感动人的话。
And these are most moving, touching words in the scriptures.
约瑟每次听见就哭了。
And each time Joseph heard these words, he wept.
尤其到他父亲雅各过世之后。
Now, especially after Jacob died.
他们兄弟们说呢，过去呢。 你不敢对付我们，因为有爸爸在。
Now the brethren thought, oh, perhaps you didn't deal with us because father was still here.
现在爸爸不在了。And
now father is gone.
哎呦，我们的保护没有了。Now
we've lost our protection.
这下我们可能要受到严厉的一个对付了。
Perhaps now we'll be dealt with very severely.
所以呢，你看见他的哥哥们呢，卑躬屈膝的。
And we see how humbly they came to prostrate before him to show respect and to ask for forgiveness from Joseph.
圣经中记载说，约瑟一听见这些话，约瑟就哭了。
And the scriptures record for us when Joseph heard these words, he wept.
我从年轻时候读这段圣经。When
I was young and I read this passage,
过去年轻人每次读我都哭。Each
time when I read this scene, I would cry as well.
哎呀，约瑟怎么会有这么的宽广的度量？How
could it be that Joseph was so magnanimous and so broad?
因为有神的同在。Brothers
and sisters, it is because of the presence of God.
神的同在改变他。The
presence of God transformed him.
所以这个给我们一个很好的。
And this is a great reminder for us. If someone has mistreated us, and they humiliate us, and they deal with us, brothers and sisters, how will we respond? If we sense and know the presence of God, we don't need to be mindful of how they deal with us. And this ought to be an attitude that we have as Christians.
所以只有神的同在,
so with the presence of God, in a very abnormal state, we're able to live in a very normal state. And this is such a wonderful grace.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in these days, we live in an abnormal condition. Now we know how important it is for us to live a normal Christian life.
你怎么做呢?
And how do we do so?
保守神的同在。
To keep the presence of God. As long as we have the presence of God, it is enough.
你知道我们侍奉主啊，不可能没有难处的。Now,
you know, as we serve the Lord, we will have difficulty.
过去这几十年，也有，当然很多弟兄姊妹喜欢我，也很多不喜欢的。Now,
of course, throughout so many decades, there are many brethren that we like more, and some we don't like as much.
批评论断的人也很多。And
there are many who will cast criticism.
啊，甚至人拿这个误解啊，又知道很多，嗯。
Perhaps there are many misunderstandings and many unnecessary situations. And how are we able to go through and pass all of these situations? And I thank my Lord. In the
1970s,
the truth about the presence of God, God allowed for me by faith to have to receive this.
这么多年, 经过很多复杂的环境,
and through so many years of many complex situations,
不是我有什么度量,
it's not because I have any broadness in me.
也不是我有什么涵养,
it's not because I'm very cultured.
也不是因为我多有多大的忍耐,
and I have much patience.
弟兄姊妹是神的同在保护我,
it is solely by the presence of God that has brought me through these situations.
所以神的同在是多么重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, the presence of God is of utmost importance.
所以在神荣耀的心意里面,
in the glorious heart of God,
他是要把这个祝福赐给人的。
He desires to give us such a blessing of His presence.
结果呢，我们看见以色列人并不能明白这个事。
But we see the Israelites could not understand this.
所以他们失去了这么一个
And they have lost out on such a wonderful blessing.
今天弟兄姊妹们,
now today, brothers and sisters,
我们要知道这个真理要在我们的生活中啊成为真真实实的经历。
If this truth will be a true blessing, a true experience in our life today,
换句话说, 一定要有那个属灵的实际,
we must have that spiritual reality then.
不能是个道理。
It cannot be just doctrine.
如果你光知道这个道理,
if we only know this in our doctrine,
是没有用的。
It is useless.
你如果有了这个经历,
now, if we have this experience,
哇, 你就知道那个是何等样的一个祝福。
Then we will realize what a great blessing this is.
所以神与约瑟同在,
so God was with Joseph.
那么神就改变了整个约瑟。
And God was able to transform the person of Joseph.
按照今天新约时代中真理说呢, 神使他的魂,
in light of the New Testament truth, he has purified the soul.
所以约瑟在晚年那个表现那么样的美丽啊。
And therefore, in the latter years of Joseph, what wonderful manifestation he had.
从他身上我们完全可以看见耶稣基督的形象。
And from the person of Joseph, we're able to see then the very image of our Lord Jesus.
所以神的同在使他改变。
Therefore, the presence of God transformed Joseph.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道神正样也在做同样的工作。
We know that today God is doing the same work.
所以我们不仅要有主的生命,
not only do we have the life of the Lord,
我们需要活在他同在的经历。
We must also live in the reality of His presence.
不仅这样,
not only this,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, even more glorious things.
神可以使约瑟掌权,
that God exalted Joseph to rule.
哇, 这件事情也是很特别的,
and this is also very unique.
本来呢, 他从波提法的家里面落到地牢里面去了,
now we see how he was in Potiphar's house and he was in the dungeon.
这个奴隶,
he was a slave.
我们知道约瑟大概被卖的时候大概17岁。
We know that Joseph was about 17 when he was sold.
他的一路过来呢也没上过学校。
He was not gone into school.
那么都是在苦难中也没受过什么教育。
He was in affliction. He was not in much education.
结果那天他把法老的梦一解啊。
But on that day, he interpreted Pharaoh's dream.
哇，我就想说这个法老是不是糊涂了。
And we think, oh, it's a the Pharaoh confused.
马上叫人呢，把这个约瑟呢，这个抬举成为埃及家的宰相啊。
That immediately exalted Joseph to the premier in Egypt.
掌管他的全家。
To rule over his entire house.
掌管整个埃及国。
Even the entire land of Egypt.
哇，弟兄姊妹，你们觉得这很稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, are we amazed?
如果今天我们在这里，
now for us.
忽然今天外面来了一封信，告诉你说， 你明天你就是美国总统。
Tomorrow a letter comes and to make you the president of the U.S.
弟兄姊妹，你敢去做吗？
Brothers and sisters, we dare to take that offer. Are we bold?
啊，你敢吗？
We dare to do that.
我们看呢， 好像这个约瑟也没有谦虚说，哎呀，这个法老王啊，我这个奴隶，一个关在地牢里面的这个囚犯，我怎么能做这个埃及的宰相呢？
Yeah, we didn't see that in the response of Joseph when he was exalted. He didn't say, "I'm a slave. I'm a prisoner. How can I be the governor?"
他也没有谦虚啊。
He was not humble in that sense.
他就坐到位置上去了。
And so he took the seat.
哇，这个法老把那个金链子戴到身上，把那衣服给他穿上。
And so the Pharaoh put on the garment on him and the golden necklace on
him. 他就开始治理那么大的一个国家了。
And he governed, ruled over such a great nation.
什么样的能力使他能治理这个国家？
Now what power enabled him to rule?
就是不要忘记。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
有神的同在。
There is the presence of God.
对神来讲。
As for God.
没有难成的事。
There's nothing too difficult for him.
对我们来讲是。不可能。
Of course, for us, it is impossible.
对神来讲是没有不可能。
But with God, all things are possible.
所以约瑟的故事告诉我们神的同在，这个宝贵的真理。
Therefore, the presence of God in the story of Joseph reveals this truth.
这是神在创世以前就所要给人的一个最大的一个福气。
This precious truth is desired.God desires to give us even before the foundation of the world.
结果叫这么一个从地牢里面拉出来一个囚犯具备这么大的功用。
Even for a prisoner, someone in the dungeon locked up now to be exalted to have such a great function before God.
更重要的一件事。
Even more importantly.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅治理了整个的埃及。
Not only did he rule over the entire land of Egypt.
他供应了神的家
but he also provided for the house, the family of God.
所以我们知道，从亚伯拉罕开始，逐渐的开始，以色列一个民族开始被建立起来。
We know from Abraham gradually, then from one person it became a family, a nation.
等到雅各家75口人到了埃及
，and when the house of Jacob, all 75 souls went into Egypt.
那么约瑟养活，哎。雅各全家。
It was Joseph who sustained the entire family house of Jacob.
结果使以色列百姓在埃及就开始昌盛繁荣。
And it was in the land of Egypt this family prospered and grew into a nation.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that is the heart of God.
的确，今天呢，神不以个人的爱主为满足。
Yes, God is not satisfied when individuals only love him.
神所要得到的是个团体。
And what God desires is a corporate body.
因为神的心意是在团体上面。
Because God's heart is in a body.
所以现在我们看见约瑟不仅能够为埃及掌权。
So here we see not only Joseph rule in the land.
更重要的是养活了以色列的百姓。
But more importantly, he provided sustenance.For the people of Israel.
所以约瑟最后对他的兄弟们所讲的话。
So at the end, these are the words of Joseph to his brethren.
就说你们的意思原来是要害我。
That it was your intention for harm.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God's intention was for good.
为了使我能够养活整个以色列民族。
It was for me to preserve life and sustain the entire nation of Israel.
所以这个同在。
So this presence
不仅成为我们个人的一个祝福
not only becomes an individual blessing,
也是为着神的心意
but it is for the heart of God.
所以这是神在他恢复工作中间一个重要的恢复
Therefore, it's in the recovery work of God, a very important recovery.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
若是今天你我
today for you and me,
不注重神的同在
if we do not emphasize on the presence of God,
如果我们失去神的同在
if we lose the presence of God,
那么神的恢复的工作在我们中间怎么往前呢
how can the recovery work of God upon us move forward?
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主
we thank our Lord,
那么借着约瑟给我们看见神奇妙的带领
through Joseph, we're able to see the wonderful guidance of God.
所以呢约瑟的一生告诉我们是从苦难达到荣耀
So throughout the life of Joseph we see from affliction through glory
是因为神的同在
It is because of the presence of God
今天你我今天在地上
And for you and me today
我们不怕经过任何的苦难
We do not shrink back from any affliction
我们最怕的是失去神的同在
But what we fear most is we will lose the presence of God
我现在呢已经有时候养成一个小小的习惯。
And now I somewhat have this habit.
每天早晨起来。
Each morning I would wake up.
眼睛张开。
And I open my eyes.
啊，感觉有主的同在。
And I feel the presence of God.
啊， 我就很安心。
And then I feel very restful.
晚上睡觉之前。
And before I head on to bed.
主啊。
Lord.
愿你同在保护我。
And may your presence keep me.
安心睡觉。
And I can have a good night's rest.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我深知道。
God knows.
主的同在在我们的生命中的这个宝贵。
How precious is the Lord's presence with us throughout our life.
所以当我们和弟兄姊妹一同聚会的时候
So as we gather together.
一同侍奉的时候
As we serve together.
那么我们也是渴望神的同在显在神的百姓当中
How we long for the presence of God to be made known throughout his people.
弟兄姊妹老实地说
Now truth be told, brothers and
sisters. 我们讲的道也不重要
Even the words we speak are not very
important. 如果今天聚会中有主的同在就够了
As long as we have the presence of God, it is enough.
你看，这个彼得曾经有过这个经历。
Now Peter himself had this experience.
他到那个外邦人家里面，还正在讲道呢。
And when he was in the Gentile's house, he was preaching.
忽然圣灵就降临了。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon him.
那个彼得也讲不下去了。
And Peter could not go on.
不需要讲了。
He does not need to speak anymore.
彼得说呢，主与他们同在，跟与我们同在一样。
Peter said that God's presence with them is alike with us.
哎呀，我常常一直想，多渴望讲道。讲了半天，哎，忽然神的同在，丰富在这里，我们就不需要讲。
Now how long? How I long for the day when I'm speaking and the presence of God is so real and manifest in our midst. I don't need to say any more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这里告诉我们，只要有主的同在
，This tells us as long as we have the presence of the Lord，
不怕任何的苦难
，We fear not any affliction。
只要有主的同在
，As long as we have the presence of the Lord，
不怕任何的。
Now we do not fear of any lack.
你们都可以供应上去。
Because he will provide.
就是神在这里做事情。
Because God himself is at work.
当然我们知道弟兄姊妹们。
Of course we know brothers and sisters.
神的同在他是渴望他在我们的生命中掌权。
God desires for his presence in our life to reign.
所以为什么基督徒这个顺服这么重要。
And that's why it is so important for us to learn submission.
所以我们这个顺服背逆也是最愚蠢的事情。
And so when we do not submit and we rebel, that is most foolish.
如果能顺从主的同在在里面给你的带领，那实在是太宝贵。
If we submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, His presence with us from within, how precious that is.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
今天主借着约瑟让我们看见了神同在的
Now, today, through Joseph, we're able to see the rich meaning of the presence of God with us.
当然我们到了新约时代啊,
And so now in the New Testament,
其实我们所蒙的是更大的福气。
It is even a greater blessing that has been bestowed.
因为旧约只不过是在个预表的时代。
Because in the Old Testament, it is only a type.
约瑟的确也享受了神同在的很多的祝福。
And in fact, Joseph enjoyed all the blessing of the presence of God with him.
但是那个都是还在外面。
Yet that is all from without.
到了新约时代。
Now in the New Testament.
我们就感觉到神的完整的心意显在我们的身上。
We can see the heart of God is fully made known to us.
我们开头时候看见主耶稣在地上带着门徒的时候呢。门徒们跟主在一起也是很快乐。
Now we see when the Lord led his disciples to be with him, they were very happy to be with the Lord.
但是呢，那个孩子不过在外面。
Yet again, that is only outward.
有时候主在这里，门徒们在那里，就没有办法跟他在一起。
At times when the Lord is here and the disciples are elsewhere, they cannot be together.
所以呢，主的心也不能满足。
And God's heart cannot be fully satisfied. And with man, there is somewhat of a lack.
所以当主要离开之前,
And so before the Lord departed,
告诉他们一件重大的事情,
God, the Lord told them a very important matter.
他说我要求父,
I will ask of the Father.
父要差遣保惠师下来,
And God will send a comforter.
所以当保惠师下来的时候,
And when the comforter is come,
他要永远与你们同在,
He will be with you forever.
My
brothers and sisters,
今天神的同在是无时无刻的。
Today, the presence of God is constant with us.
你无论在哪里都可以经历他的同在。
And no matter where we are, we can experience him.
在聚会中你经历他的同在。
In the meeting, we experience his presence.
在车上也可以经历他的同在。
When we're driving, we can experience his presence. 你走路也可以经历他的同在。We will experience his presence
every time. 你做事也可以经历他的同在。
When we're working, we experience his presence.
现在这个同在的这个福气啊。 变得更广泛，更容易得着了。
Now the blessing of His presence with us is made known fully at all times.
当然，我们知道，为的要能够使这个真理得着实现。
Of course, in order for this truth be manifested,
我们的主付了重大的代价。
Our Lord Himself paid a heavy price.
因为他钉死在十字架上。
He Himself was crucified on the cross.
胜过众仇敌。
And He was all victorious.
当他升天得着荣耀的时候。
And when He was exalted on high to be glorified.
圣灵终于从天而降。
And the Holy Spirit came from above.
你看那些圣灵降下来的时候啊
，And when the Holy Spirit descended，
有很多人形容啊
，Many describe it。
他说那天五旬节圣灵降临的时候啊
，On the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended，
像瀑布一样的
，It is just like a great waterfall。
啊，从天这么大量的降下来
，And it was poured out greatly from above、
啊。也有弟兄们告诉我们
，And their brothers and sisters who would describe，
他说那天圣灵降临就好像神呢、啊。呼了一口大气。
On that day when the Holy Spirit descended, it's like God gave a breathed a great breath.
是炙热的气，是火热的一个气。
It is a zealous breath. It is a breath of fire.
你知道神的心多么的欢喜啊
！And they were so joyful.
终于可以怎么样
？Because now God finally can.
神的恩典可以进到人的里面。
His grace, His blessing can now enter into man.
所以圣灵开始降临。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
所以主耶稣事先告诉门徒。
And so the Lord Jesus carefully told the disciples,
他说你们不要忧愁。
Now do not be of good cheer.
我绝对不会丢下你们做孤儿的。
I will not leave you as orphans.
他说我是暂时与你们同在。
Now I'm only with you in person.
很快我就要回来了。
Very quickly I will come.
然后回来之后呢，永远与你们同在。
And when I come again, I will be with you forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember.
今天我们所得到的恩典。
The grace which we receive today.
是主永远与我们同在。
It is the Lord is forever with us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
何等的福气
！What a great blessing！
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters。
所以主讲到宝惠师的时候
，So when our Lord spoke of the Comforter，
他最重大的意义讲到他的同在。
The greatest emphasis on the Comforter is His presence with us。
你知道在约翰福音十四章的里面
，Now we read in John chapter 14，
讲到。神借着圣灵与我们同在的事情上
，When it speaks that God is with us through the Spirit，
他用了三个重要的字
，It uses three very important words。
在英文里面是介系词，三个重要的词。
Now these prepositions in the English here, these three words。
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我在这里把它稍微提出来。
Now brothers and sisters, here I will just make mention of these words here。
啊。你们首先看见在第十六节那里说、啊。
Now first in verse 16, John chapter 14, verse 16.
十六节最后一句话他说叫他永远与你们同在。
That he may be with you forever.、
啊、这个字呢在英文里面有的翻作是 abide with you.
Some English translation would say that he may abide with you.、
啊这个 with 这个就是与我们同在。
Now this preposition with means he's with us together.
但是他为了强调这个意义啊。
Now to emphasize this intention, this meaning.
啊，那么、这个在第十七节里面。
Now in verse 17.
啊，最后那句话啊。
These last verse here.
他说：“因他常与你们同在。”
For he dwell with you. In verse 17, it says that he abides with you.
你看他这里用了另外一个词叫 dwell with.
Now this other word then, besides abiding, it is to dwell with.、
嗯、然后最后一句话说什么？要在你们里面。
And the last section it says shall also be in you.、
啊、in 这个字。
Now this preposition in.
是最终终结的。
It is the ultimate.
就是我们完全。在他里面
，that we are completely in him，
他也完全在我们里面
，and he is fully in us。
所以，读约翰福音十四章的人告诉我们，有人告诉我们的，这里有三个好像不同的层面一样。
So those who read and study John chapter 14 says There are these three different levels here, so to speak.
所以有人解释说，这个 with 这个字呢，好像运动是指的外面环境上的同在。
So on one aspect, this first with is on the outward situation. He is with us.
然后他就住在你里面。
And he also abides with us within.
然后就在你的里面。
And not only outwardly, inwardly, but he's also in us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看神对于他的同在。多么的重视。
You can see how much God focus emphasized on His presence with us.
而这个同在所包含的意义是多么的重大。
And the full scope of His presence is a great magnitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们是蒙大福的人。
We are those who have received great blessing.
我蒙福，你也蒙福。
I've been blessed. You have been blessed.
不要忘记。
Now don't forget that.
太大太大的福气。
It is wonderful. It's too great.
所以主在那里安慰门徒们。
So there, as the Lord comforts His disciples.
他说到那日。
On that day.
那我们知道就主耶稣复活升天的日子。
And we know this is the day the Lord was risen and ascended.
也是圣灵降临的日子。
And the day when the Holy Spirit shall come.
到那日。
At that day.
哇，这句话呢？到直到今天，这对我们来讲不是个奥秘。
Now today, that is still like a mystery to us.
这里说到，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
At that day, in that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
我们实在需要主开我们属灵的眼睛。
And we must have the Lord open our spiritual eyes.
我在字面上都读懂了，对不对？
Now we understand the letter of the word.But what does it truly mean? 这里包含的是何等大的事情啊！ What a great matter this includes!
主在父里面，这个我们没有问题。
Now we have no issues that the Lord is in the Father.
你们在我里面。
That we are in the Lord.
我也在你们里面。
And I in you.
我们知道这个只有在灵的里面可能有这样的一种的。
We know this union can only be made possible by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是真理，这是事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a truth. This is a reality.
所以我们需要用信心来接受这个。
So we must accept this by faith.
如果你能接受这个，
if we can accept this,
主的同在在你的身上会显得非常的丰富。
Then the presence of God upon you would be very rich and abundant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my dear brothers and sisters,
神的同在。是一个属灵的实质。
The presence of God is a spiritual reality.
不是一个道理。
It is not a doctrine.
这是生活的。
It is life.
这是侍奉的。
It is service.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天跟随主。
Today as we follow the Lord.
我们所以神为什么首先要恢复信心？
That's why God first must restore faith.
因为信心在希伯来书里面说，信心跟真理结合的时候就是实际。
Because in the book of Hebrews, it tells us when the truth is united in faith, then it becomes reality.
我以前呢，我可能在你们中间也讲过啊。
Perhaps
这是个简单的道理。
Perhaps I've shared this in our midst before. It is a very simple doctrine.
你看我们在没有信主之前呢。
Now before we believe in the Lord,
我们就听福音。
We hear the gospel.
能告诉我们说，耶稣基督的血可以把我们的罪洗得洁净。
We hear the gospel that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses of our sin.
我们第一个感觉就乱讲。
And we will say, oh, that is false.
根本不可能。
That's impossible.
所以甚至人讲说，过了2000年，耶稣的血早就干了，哪里还能洗罪呢？
Perhaps others would even mock and say, well, 2000 years have passed. His blood has gone dry.
这是我们无知的，对不对？
This is our ignorance, right?
我们也不知道哪一天呢，忽然之间呢，这个里面转变了。
But one day we are transformed.
你知道基督徒信主都是个奥秘。
You know, for Christians to believe in the Lord is truly a mystery.
你也看不见，也摸不着，居然你信了，对不对
？Now we cannot see, we cannot touch, yet we believe.
忽然有一天，圣灵把一个信心放在人的里面。
One day the Holy Spirit will place this faith in us.
所以我常常讲啊。
So I often will say.
我知道我们中间很多弟兄姊妹在传福音。
I know many brothers and sisters preach the gospel.
你尽管传。
We preach.
但是你要相信一件事情。
But we must believe one thing.
人的得救是圣灵的工作。
The salvation of man is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是你的道讲的多高。
It is not how elevated, how high you preach.
很多人以为说我道讲的高明，我所以感动人，感动人没用的。
Perhaps we say, oh, I preach so well, I move them. No.
真正的得救是圣灵在你里面的所谓的重生，对不对？
The true salvation comes with the Holy Spirit upon us to be born of the Spirit.
所以你传福音，很多人得救没有可夸的。
And so when we preach the gospel, we cannot boast of anything.
我常常讲，有的人哦，你声音大一点，一叫十个人得救了。
Perhaps you think I speak very loudly, I call and 10 people are saved.
有的人声音小一点，一个人得救。
And if we speak very softly, only one person is saved.
但是无论怎样，都是圣灵的工作。
Regardless, it is all by the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵把信心放在人的里面。
It is Holy Spirit who produces faith.
我们也不知道什么时候忽然就转过来了。
We don't know how, but we change.
哎，我们就相信了耶稣的血能洗我们。
And we believe the precious blood of the Jesus cleanses us.
所以当我们犯错的时候
，And when we sin,
我们说主啊，求你用你的血洁净我。
And we pray, Lord, cleanse me with your blood.
哎，祷告完里面就平安了。
And after we pray, we feel at
peace. 这真实的经历，对不对
？That's our true experience.
那么你怎么会从这么一个本来理智上面不能接受的光景达到 这样的一个情形。
How could it be from this condition we do not believe and now we believe? How can that be transformed?
是因为神给我们的信心跟他的道结合了。
It is because the word of God is preached and is mixed, united with faith.
我再举个例，比方我们传福音时候讲说主耶稣是童女玛利亚生的。
Another example, when we preach the gospel that the Lord is born of the Virgin Mary.
哎呀，这件事情呢，两千年来也是在很多外邦人中间个争论很大的，对不对
？And even amongst the Gentiles for 2,000 years, this is a great debate.
童女怎么能生子呢
？If you're a virgin, how can you conceive and give birth?
不是乱讲嘛
？That is just false.
但是我们神就这样做的。
But that's what our God did.
今天在座的弟兄姊妹，有没有谁怀疑这个问题的
？Today, none of us seated here doubt this.
你怀疑吗
？Do we doubt?
你有怀疑吗
？Do we have any doubt about that?
没有人怀疑，对不对
？No.
你问每个基督徒，他说耶稣基督是童女玛利亚生的。
You ask any Christian, they believe that Jesus is born of the
Virgin Mary. 你为什么会能接受这个东西呢
？How can we accept this?
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为你的信心跟主的话结合了。
Because our faith now is united with the Word of God.
所以因此
，Therefore，
它就产生了一个确据。
It will have this confirmation, this
substance. 今天关于神同在的真理。
Today concerning the presence of God.
主的话启示的是非常非常的清楚。
It is very clearly revealed in the Word of God.
主在旧约时代中用约瑟已经把这个意义解释的这么的清楚。
In the Old Testament, he used the person of Joseph to depict for us.
到了新约时代中，主又借着十字架完成救恩。
And in the New Testament, through the cross, he has completed salvation.
让圣灵实际重生我们。
And we are born of the Holy Spirit.
我们有主的生命。
And we have the life of the Lord.
主的同在在我们身上应该是理所当然的。
Then it is very natural, reasonable for the presence of God to be with us.
明显的一件事。
It should be very evident.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有一个重要的点。
An important point.
用信心接受主的话。
We must accept.By faith, the word of God.
对，有一天你也不知道，忽然之间，哎，怎么主的同在这么明显
？Perhaps one day it will dawn upon us. Why is the presence of God so evident with me?
弟兄姊妹们，过去的几十年
，Brothers and sisters, in the decades past,
这个真理在我个人的生活事工中实在是极大的主。
A personal testimony. This is a great blessing in my service, in my life, in these decades.
我无论现在到哪里去服侍
，No matter where I go to serve,
我只要能默默有主的同在，我就不惧怕。
If I sense the presence of the Lord, I fear nothing.
无论碰见任何的环境的改变
，Regardless of how the circumstances may differ,
我觉得有主的同在，我就很安心。
Now I feel the presence of the Lord, then I feel restful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
犹太人
，For the Jews.
不明白神的心。
They did not understand the heart of God.
他们抓住了外面的事物。
They held tightly onto the outward matters.
他们整天在那里杀牛宰羊。
And they continued to slay and slaughter the animals.
在那里规规矩矩地守那些规条。
And they act very becomingly in keeping all the laws.
整天定罪别人这个犯规。
And they continued to judge and condemn others who break the law.
是一个非常可怜的生活。
And it is a very miserable, wretched life.
所以斯蒂芬看见。
So Stephen saw that.
内心伤痛啊。
And he was aching deep in his heart.
这个本来是应该是以色列百姓能够得到的福气。
And this ought to be a blessing obtained by the Jews.
所以你看后来保罗为着他骨肉的心之亲流泪痛哭啊。
And even that it was deep from the bowels of Paul for his bone and flesh, he wept.
因为神的荣耀的工作是 他们最先能得着的。
That they ought to have first received the glorious work of God.
结果他们失去了。
But they have lost it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
两千年的教会历史。
Throughout 2,000 years of church history.
一直到今天。
It is the same until today.
我们感觉有些重要的真理在神的百姓中是失落的。
We feel so many truths of the people of God have been lost.
何等的可惜啊。
And how sad.
好多的聚会也是注重外面的形式规矩里面的这些做法。
And many meetings will hold fast on the outward form and the way that we should gather and act.
他唯一的是不注重神的同在。
But we pay no attention to the presence of God.
有时候也祷告说主啊愿你与我们同在只是一句话。
Sometimes as we pray, Lord, may you be with us. It's only the words. There's no reality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神
Our God
借着他的儿子付上重大的代价
Through the heavy price which his son paid
把旧约这些人物所说明的属灵的含义统统恢复起来
The shadow, the type that is manifested through all these individual Old Testament have been made known to us
若是今天我们不能进入著作完整的这个救恩的里面
If we cannot fully enter into the salvation which he has accomplished,
我们对主有何等的亏欠
how we have come short of our Lord,
我们对不起主
and we have shortchanged
him. 所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在你个人的生命
in our individual life,
个人的生活
in our corporate life,
要注意主的神的同在
we must pay attention to the presence of the Lord.
在你的侍奉中注意神的同在
in our service, we pay attention to his presence.
在我们的聚会中注意神
As we meet and gather together, we take note of His presence. This is of most importance. We thank the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, God did not forsake us. The Lord is merciful upon us. He placed all these truths in our midst. Now, this year has passed.
We are in the Lord, we have the experience of the Lord.
And may it be in the new year, our experience in the Lord will be even more rich and abundant. May the Lord bless us all. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
只有你把你自己的话解开。
Lord, when thou unfold thy word to us,
叫我们这些愚昧的人有智慧。
It will give understanding to the foolish.
让我们能明白你所做的。
That we may come to know of thy work.
你向我们所怀的心意真是又多又宝贵。
And how precious are thy heart toward us, the sum of them.
但是很多时候我们觉得对主有亏欠。
Oh Lord, how we know we have shortchanged thee.
因为好像我们并没有活在这个丰富的里面。
And we have not entered and lived in thy abundance.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with
gratitude. 因为你还没有回来。
Before thou return.
你还把机会量给我们。
Thou still measure opportunity to us.
但愿今天这些真理都恢复在我们的中间。
And Lord, may all thy truth be restored, recovered in us.
让我们在你里面能经历一个富足的生活。
So that indeed we can experience a rich life.
我们需要你的同在
Lord, how we need thy presence.
我们知道只有在你的同在中
And only in thy presence.
我们能够安然的度日
That we can spend our days in peace.
今天整个世界环境都在动荡
There is much chaos and turmoil in this world today.
教会也处在非常软弱的光景中
And the church is in a very fragile, weak condition.
但是你的同在能保守我们能一直走到路中
But thy presence will keep and sustain us until the end.
主啊
Lord,
借着你的灵
through thy spirit,
把这个实际赐给我们
grant us this reality.
我们谢谢你
We thank thee.
垂听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.